This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Bad Boy,
a pioneer in the alternative sports lifestyle industry. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts. Glory Kickboxing 32, July 22nd in Norfolk, Virginia. Save 10% off tickets with code G32MMANUTS at whynottix.com. HostGator, save 50% off hosting or get $5 domain with code MMA50. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 298.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking line between serious and ridiculous. Right up your fucking assholes.
Yes.
How do you like that?
Like it. Happy 4th of July.
All right, awesome.
Belated. Because the
show. Rockuli!
It's Rockuli.
That doesn't even make sense. Like,
no, no. Got fangs. Rockuli.
Something. Rocktober!
I feel like the next 3 or 4 days, the internet at some point will implode. If something crazy happens with this event, you'll go out and try to get on the internet and you just won't be able to.
I think so. But it's weird. They haven't had a lot of promotion yet.
No, they haven't.
Just today, there were a lot of cool UFC 200 promo videos. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is, I think it's Anthony Bourdain doing the voiceover.
Ooh, that's cool.
There's a good 45 minutes.
But I didn't see this.
They only covered the four fights and they didn't even talk about the Velasquez versus Brown in any of this. Isn't that not an exciting...
They don't need to promote anything. Brock is back!
Well, that's what Brock said. Do I even need to fucking promote this? You know who I am. I'm going to do work.
Yeah.
He's going to try to punch me in the face. I'm going to try to take him down. I don't need to sell the fight.
Yeah.
I get it. He doesn't need to sell the fight.
He doesn't?
No.
Not even a little bit?
I think he just needs to show up, right?
Yeah.
And bring all his WWE fans with him.
Which there are many. all right, so should we just get right into this?
Yeah, let's lay it out. What is the... We have probably, the biggest card of the year of the...
Ever.
Right.
Perhaps.
UFC 200. So what is going down?
July 9th, 2016 in Las Vegas at the Paradise. We have... I'll start from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Jim Miller, Takanori Gomi, Yegar Musasi, Thiago Santos, Diego Sanchez, Joe Lozon, which is on Fight Pass. That should be fucking crazy. Sage Northcutt versus Enrique Marin. We'll see what happens. TJ Dillashaw versus Rafael Asencaro. That should be a crazy fight. Hendricks versus Kevin Gastelum. Whoa, there's a lot of fucking firepower in that one.
Whoa, there's a lot of weight missing.
That too.
On that one.
Some cheeseburgers will be eaten. Kat Zingano versus Juliana Pena.
Yeah.
Which Kat has been posting pictures of herself here and there. You might want to Google that.
Would still bang.
Yes.
175.
Cain Velasquez versus Travis Brown opens up the main card. Aldo versus Edgar. Misha Tate versus Amanda Nunes. And Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt. Still think should be above Daniel Cormier versus John Jones, but whatever.
I agree. If Brock Lesnar's on the card, he has to be the main event.
Yes. Come
on. Not five rounds. Three.
Doesn't matter. But holy shitballs. Who's going to be left after this? You know?
I don't know.
That's my question.
It's crazy. There's three title fights. 9 fighters that have been champions or are current champions. Mm-hmm. We're going to finally... I can't believe I'm going to say this. We're actually going to get different uniforms. We're going to see colors for the first time in a fucking year. It only took Reebok a year.
Like pink and yellow?
Yes.
Orange, brown?
2 in a pink.
3 in
a
stink.
1 in your sink.
I like 3 in a stink.
Oh, in your stink. I was just going in my sink. I'm fucking doing dishes and stuff.
Yeah. Fuck the dishes.
Good. What else? Buffer 720.
He might blow
himself
up.
He's going to blow out his ACL?
Well, if Tony Hawk can pull a 900 at 48 years old, did you see that video?
It was so brutal.
Yes. He was props to that guy. Holy fuck. Determination. I was there a lot. Well, not there. I was watching.
In the warehouse.
I was watching it live when he did it the first time. I was like, holy shitballs. When he was younger.
Yeah.
That was crazy back then. And now doing it now, dude, that's painful shit. So if Buffer can pull off a 720, it would be similar because he's like 80 years old, isn't he?
Don't be a bitch. Do it. You can do it.
Maybe he'll do a 900. Blow it all out.
Just go for as many as you can and just try to stick the landing. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
It's like Brock Lesnar. Come on. He's got to do something special.
Or he'll just
special.
Pop a vein. He'll just blood shooting out. His veins will just, he'll have an aneurysm.
The weekend that Bernie's him, right? Prop him back up. He's still good to go.
That was good. Did you bring that up last show, too?
Someone asked a question because it was about Fedor. And would they weekend at Bernie's, that motherfucker?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was trying to explain to my kids what weekend at Bernie's reference.
They made a two as well, and a three maybe.
Yeah, I think they should stop at one. This is a premise.
Yes.
Like remaking all these movies. So
let's get into the business, Matt.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about first?
Tate Velasquez versus Travis Brown, and go.
Start first on this one. Ready?
I'm ready.
Travis Brown is training with one of the best trainers in the game, in Edmund Treverian. So he's got that going for him.
Yes.
His boxing skills are second to none. Evidence in Ronda Rousey in her shadow boxing.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Stiff as a feather, light as a board. Right?
Right. Exactly. And who else would you want in your corner besides Edmund Treverian? When it gives you such great things, when you think about Ronda Rousey, when she fought Holly Holm, and how she was getting her ass kicked in that whole first round, she comes to her corner, and she needs encouragement. So what does Edmund tell her? You're doing great, champ!
Keep it up.
More of the same!
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I want in my corner. And when I think
delusional?
Yes! I want someone who's going to be there for me. Tell me the things I need to hear.
Okay.
He's the man. He's the man for the job. And when I think about training partners, think about who else Travis Brown can train with. He's got Ronda Rousey to help with the mental game.
Because,
you know, she loses for the first time ever and debates killing herself. But the reason she didn't?
Travis Brown.
It all comes full circle. It's like the circle of life, Ingo.
It is.
So all I see is win.
You like it?
Yes.
So you win. Okay. I'm trying to follow you, Matt. I'm thinking.
Just wait. It gets better.
He's off the reservation right
now. No. He's got the reach. He's got the jab. He's got the front kick to the face.
Uh-huh.
And then we flip it over to Kane. I don't know, you know, there was a video I posted. It wasn't Kane, but I was just trying to give a demonstration of caveman training. Guy's doing like fucking squats and people are kicking him in the gut.
Yep.
Like, what the hell is going on? I'll probably post a little of that here. But how are his knees? How many surgeries? He's got fucking 18 knee surgeries and blowouts and AKA and, you know. The last fight we saw him against Fabricio Verdum, he has like zero cardio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if that's in Mexico, if that's high altitude. Here's a guy that's been known for his cardio, had none, and got worked over.
He did.
So I lay all that out. Oh, he's got an awesome Showtime kick that I can't show you right now because my internet isn't gonna go right. But this is the Showtime kick from Cain Velasquez, but. It's more of a Showtime belly flop because he hits the cage and he doesn't quite get it. And I think that's his knees.
It might be. He's a big boy.
That's true.
He's a very big boy. So you're picking what?
I'm going to pick Travis Brown by KO.
Okay. Like KOing himself?
No, he's going to KO Cain Velasquez in the second round. And mind you, I've never picked a Cain Velasquez fight correctly. So Edmund Treverian! Deal with it. What's going on?
Okay, well, you made a couple of good points. Edmund Treverian, number one. With all due respect, I believe that Travis Brown went there for one reason and one reason only, which was to chase Ronda Rousey. Exactly. So now he's stuck here, and I don't know that this is the best move for his career. I think the last fight he had was Mitrione, right, with all that weird poking eyeballs.
Hey. If he needs to resort to dirty tactics, he can resort to dirty tactics.
Whatever needs to happen, I get that. But I would say Brown is very athletic, yet somewhat one-dimensional. You know you're going to get kickboxing, right? That's what you're getting. And if you overcommit to the takedown, you're going to get fucking guillotine. You know, that shit happens. Or elbow to the head. So
yes, the elbows.
Yes.
Mr. Velasquez, I didn't even think about that. Great point, Ingo. You just put Cain Velasquez to sleep.
No. What I'm trying to say is this. We have seen Cain Velasquez melt opponents in the past. I say that the last fight with Verdum was an anomaly. He had too many factors working against him. Nobody can fucking beat Brazilians in Brazil. Fucking no way. It's not going to happen. So, unless you're Brazilian. And three?
Letters.
EPO.
Yes, and he will be on plenty of it. So his knees will be fine. I think what he needs to do is channel his inner, I kicked Junior Dos Santos' ass twice. Was it three times? I forgot. If he can do it to Junior, who I would say has some of the best stand-up in the division, I think he can do it to Travis Brown. If we see the old Kane and he doesn't play stupid, he has his, if he has his cardio mat, he will be okay. He will win by TKO. Round three, because Brown's going to get tired. And then Edmund's going to come in the second round like, you're doing great. He's going to go, how the fuck am I doing great? I'm getting my ass kicked, coach. You're doing great, champ. Keep doing the same thing. Don't worry about it, all right? You're the champ.
Give you the Ronda Rousey shadow box. Give... Top of the game?
Yes.
Cannot defend, Ingo. Cannot defend.
Velasquez via cardio. He will prove everyone wrong. It was an anomaly. He probably had too many burritos or something. Maybe he's gassy. I don't know. He'll be fine. Cain Velasquez.
All right. You got Travis Brown. You got Cain Velasquez.
I do.
Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, Jesus. He's got the big one.
Not working right. Magic 8-Ball. Cain Velasquez.
Ah, I like it.
It's a 33-year-old versus a 33
Mexico
in a tree round event. Mm-hmm. All right. Ready for the big one?
Yes!
Which
one are we talking about?
Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt.
Yes! I'm excited! My balls are tingling. You want me to go first?
Yes, please.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Good.
We have talked about on this fucking show for like years. Bring back Brocktober. Where's Brock Lesnar?
Yes.
When Brock comes back, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. Here it is. I really hope it doesn't disappoint. I don't think.
He's going to injure himself on the way to the octagon.
Yes.
A la Ken Shamrock.
Yes. I think this will be epic. Both guys are sound like they're fucking jabber-jabbing around. I know Caprito's been out there, like, this week.
Super silent. Won't even give us a good interview.
We still love you, but I get it. I think they got a game plan. Some shit's going down. Here's what I will say.
Yeah, I've got
Mark Hunt, 10 career losses, 6 of them by submission. He is not a spring chicken when he's on the ground, okay? He's in trouble big time when he's on his back. I would say definitely Brock, not the greatest stand-up, you know, little stiff. I'm not sure.
A little stiff. A lot of power. Big fucking hands.
I shouldn't even say
hands.
It's more like a lumbering kind of a... The dude's so fucking huge. He does have big hands. Doesn't he have the biggest hands in the UFC?
It was between him and Carwin, right?
Yes. Yeah. So,
Who is it? Randy Couture was saying he was getting hit with lunchboxes yes. or something? Like, yes. Jesus Christ.
Yes. But he's not very fast. So, I think Hunt has got plenty of experience. I know Caprino's a jiu-jitsu coach, but I think he's going to be like, guys, seriously, this is, don't fucking, no stand-up, okay? Just get the takedown. I think that's got to be the strategy. Brock is not very good in the stand-up. Hunt is extremely good. I know he's a big boy, but that guy's got some talent. Brock needs to take this shit down. I think he'll have no problem doing that. Once he gets on top of Hunt, there is nothing Mark Hunt's going to be able to do to get him off. No fucking way.
What if he just shits his pants?
That
you
might
tell
work.
Me that's not going to get him off?
I think that might happen.
It always happens.
That happened before. So I will say that Brock gets the takedown. It's happening in the first 30 seconds. He will be on top for maybe another 15, and the fight will be over. It's going to end via brutal, brutal. I want to say submission because I love Caprito. I'm going to say TKO. I think he fucking just half guard, just Frank Mir all over again. I mean, I know Hunt's tough, but dude, either that or a straight arm bar. That's my other thing. Like one of those, like a straight.
I didn't see an arm submission.
Yeah, like a wrist lock. Ooh, wrist lock. Wrist lock. Hang on a second. Caprito. I know you like the wrist locks. Wrist lock. Knee bar.
Yeah.
No. Roll for the knee bar.
Yes.
So.
You know, I've got a weird feeling in this one that, you know, I could see a Brock Lesnar KOing Mark Hunt because that is the least likely thing that would fucking happen.
Yes.
And Brock's been known to do the least likely thing to happen. So I will not be surprised if that happens.
Okay.
And that would be a hell of a strategy, right?
To come out
and tell you he's going to take you down and he's going to fucking stand and bang. Stand and bang. Flying knee off the bat.
Okay, need I remind you of Andre Arlovsky, Chris Lieben? There's a few guys who stand and bang, and then they got knocked the fuck out. Like,
but
things happen.
Just wait. There's more. He's been out of the sport for 5 years. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. I don't give a fuck. How many steroids you've loaded in?
A lot.
How much your diverticulitis and your gut has had to heal? How many fucking awesome coaches you bring into your training camp? At the end of the day, you don't like getting punched in the face.
He doesn't.
And Mark Hunt loves punching guys in the face. And he's the king of the one punch KO.
I forgot about that.
And one of his best punches is his uppercut.
Yes.
So it seems like a natural, I'm going to come in and I'm going to fucking get cranked up. So
I'm picturing it right now. This is like a timber face plant.
I'm just trying to think, how else can it go? I mean, can it go past the first round?
Can he get up if he gets taken down?
Yeah.
You think he can? At least once, maybe?
Yeah.
Does Brock get tired immediately?
He usually does.
It's like, oh.
But here's the thing.
You got up. Shit. Like,
when you want to talk about chins, Brock Lesnar has a hell of a chin.
He does.
Mark Hunt has a hell of a chin.
Are we going to get Hunt?
Double Bigfoot? Knockout.
Double submission.
There's going to be this is the one thing I need to say, too, as we're talking about all these fights. There are going to be some upsets, and I just don't know where they're going to fall. Mm-hmm. That Kane one would be a huge upset. This one, I think, is a little bit closer, but more people are leaning towards Hunt than Lesnar, but it's a fucking heavyweights, man. Mm-hmm. Shit can go either way, and it can go either way real quick. But I'm going to go with Mark Hunt. And this is a tough one, too, because I like both of these fucking guys. Mm-hmm. When you have Brock Lesnar, you have spectacle. We haven't had spectacle in such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mark Hunt. First round KO, uppercut. Magic 8-Ball. Brock Lesnar.
Nice. So, I have a question before you stop.
Yeah, I was going to ask something, too.
Do you think we see Brock back again, win or lose?
Well, I think lose, he's done. Yes, that was going to be the question.
Okay,
but win, I think he has to stick around. I think he wants another title shot or a run for it. Because he said in some of the interviews that he didn't like the way he went out. It just didn't sit well. He's going to be just sitting there 20 years later going, man, I wish I could have done that. And now he's getting the opportunity. And it's something I never thought we'd see again. It's been fucking 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years, he sounds like he probably healed. That's a long time.
Right.
So,
and loaded up on all the steroids he wanted.
And meat.
Right.
Injections.
Whatever. And that's fine. I'm okay with all this. Exemption, USADA, whatever. Mark Hunt gives no fucks. It'll all work
Moving
out.
Moving on.
Moving along.
Oh, I think this is going to get heated up.
Here
Jesus
we go.
Oh.
I'll even let you go first. John Jones versus Daniel Cormier. What do you see, Evan?
All right. Never mind all the mental game bullshit, whatever. I don't care about that. They're both fucking crazy. They both hate each other. I get it.
A rematch.
It's a rematch. I think this is the first time either guy has had a rematch, too, if I recall. I was trying to look through the records. I think no one's ever had a rematch, either guy. So I was watching this fight again last time, and I think Cormier made a tactical error. I think he gave John...
By showing up that night.
Yes. I think he gave John way too much respect in the stand-up, and he chose to play in the clinch game, which was a downfall of his because he ended up getting tired, and John was doing... I think John fucked his elbow up at some point. There's a lot of, like, hand-fighting going on and shit, and I think Cormier just... It was a bad idea. And then I was thinking about this.
Yes.
So John's got a cardio issue, it seems, based on his last fight, and I remember they were talking about the lifting. So I think Cormier needs to do a Gustafsson, all right? We need to
What's
go...
What's that? Gustafson. Change his skin color to white
and grow
and
like
get a
7 inches taller.
8 inches added to his reach.
No, I know that people think that that's why, but Machida did well against John too in the first round. And it's because I don't think those guys went in out. I think they attacked from different angles and they kind of like up and down and there was body and head and all this stuff. None of this like, let's clinch up. Avoid the clinch. I think that's a big no-no against Jones for Cormier. Do not let him fucking touch you. Dude, you need to be shooting takedowns from over here and doing like jabs and uppercuts and all this shit and then shoot another takedown. Get John guessing and moving back and get him tired. I think when John is like having to move backwards and not sure what you're going to do, he gets frustrated. Of course, he's very smart, but I think Cormier is as well. The key to this fight for him is to do that. Cut the angles, do crazy shit. Do not get in clinch range. Don't try to throw him. Don't get emotional and try to do all this crazy shit. I think he can win a decision. I do not think he can knock Jones out because that would be probably the biggest upset of like this last 5 years, right? Besides Anderson Silva. But I think he can win a decision. So I'm going to pick Cormier via a totally different game plan. Hopefully he plays it smart. And John comes in still super bulked up and heavy and slow. And that would work in his favor. What will you say, sir?
Well, I'm looking at the age difference. You know, John is 28 and Cormier is 37.
Fuck, I didn't check that.
And I still think Cormier should be at fucking heavyweight.
Well, yeah, he's a big now.
He did well. You know, when you think about it, someone was saying this, you know, Cormier, he has one loss and he's fought a ton of fucking people at heavyweight and at light heavyweight. And really, you know, the only person he lost to was John Jones by decision. So it's just that age, it's creeping up and it's like, fuck, man. And I wonder about Cormier's mental game, right? So you look at all these press conferences, right? Uh-huh. And he's up there and the crowd's just boo, fuck you, paper champion, go fuck your mother or something, whatever. Jesus. I don't know. Pussy, John Jones is calling up, pussy. And like, oh man. So he's getting all upset and worked up because the fans are booing him. Mm-hmm. And then how does he also deal with the loss? Because after a loss, he's back in the locker room crying his eyes out. He wanted it so bad.
He's upset.
Like, I get it, but like, man, so now you come into this fight and you're like, you know you're fighting the John Jones again and probably a better version of John. John said he stopped the powerlifting. So that's out of
his
life.
He's back to coke and blow. Hookers and blow.
And that's how he should. Redline it, motherfucker. Redline it.
That's right.
He's not driving. He's Ubering or he's hired someone. So he's taking that shit out of the equation.
I love it.
He's still doing some community service or something. I love how they did the promo for this because they put all that shit in
there.
They put the footage from the cop from both of the scenes.
Oh, wow.
One from the hit and run accident, mm-hmm. the cop cam, and then one from the speeding ticket thing.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, wow, they are really painting him as the bad guy here. I love this.
I have to watch this. It's 45 minutes long?
Yeah, but there's segments for each one. So I think their segments is 14, and Lesnar's one is only like 6 minutes. But, so you got all that shit going on, and then there's this. Jones doesn't want Big John McCarthy to be the ref, so I don't know what that was about. And, you know, he's got the eye pokes going.
I think Cormier and him are kind of tight or something. That's why.
It's weird. But, you know, you look at John's last performance against OSP. Well, it's like he got the job done, but it seemed like he fought a little cautious because he didn't want to get knocked out.
Yeah.
But he's also taking a fight on short notice, so maybe he's just not mentally confident enough to go in with a good game plan. I feel like John really needs to study his opponent because you saw in the past, like, he didn't want to take that Chael Sonnen fight on 3 days. Like, fuck, I need to study it. But then he comes in and just works him.
Chael almost won that fight. Come on now.
Yeah. He wins every fight. Well, if it would have made it past
ten
the first
more seconds,
round,
that toe fucking stopped that
and
shit.
And then
for
Chael
sure.
tested positive for steroids, so it would have been a lot of chaos.
Champion for a week,
or a champion for life in his mind, right?
That's right.
So, I'm trying to think in my head. How is John going to approach this fight? Does he want to prolong the beating? Because there's a legitimate hate between these two. So does he want to just beat the piss out of him for 5 rounds?
Like GSP does on BJ Penn?
Right.
That's what comes to mind.
Right. Just a literal beating until the corner throws a flag in or whatever, a towel that can't stop the fight, but they can talk to the official and get it stopped. Or does he submit him early? I'm kind of getting the feeling of a standing guillotine, Lyoto Machida.
Just drop him.
Drop off. Because I feel Cormier knows he needs to go back to the wrestling because he didn't really do it in that first fight. Like, what the fuck are you doing? This is your game.
Yep.
This is your bread and butter. He's got to go back to the bread and butter. So he's going to do that. But I feel like John's just going to be too much for him. Still too young. Take Jones with a second round submission. I like the guillotine.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Magic 8-Ball. John Jones. As we just
what's the over-under that Jones is going to, like, rescue a baby or something on the way to the cage?
Yeah. He's got to find his safe spot.
Yes. Dude, he's next to water, right?
Yes.
Near water. I like that too, meditating near water. It's better.
As we just lost our internet.
It's all good. Do not need it.
Because it's not the normal night that we're recording on.
Yes,
so
it's not.
So it shuts off at midnight.
Midnight.
We turn into a pumpkin.
Bing! Choo! Yes, that might be a problem, but whatever. We'll see.
We only have a few videos. It'll all work out. You have to pull them up on your phone, but...
As long as my phone works down here. I have two bars.
So if not, I will pause and make a change on said...
Do you want to talk news first?
Yeah.
Are you all done?
What else do you want to talk about?
I have a question about UFC 200.
Yeah.
We talked about the pay-per-view buys. Did you say two point something million? I said 2.5.
Yeah, I think we're going over 2 for sure.
I'm over 2.5. I feel like we might be close to 3. With all the WWE hype I'm hearing about, it's a little bit like, it's the unknown, man. Look at the Pacquiao fight. How many fucking people tune in for that shit?
At $100 a pop.
It's crazy.
Right?
So I'm thinking we might eclipse 3 million.
That'll Are they raising the price on this one? I feel like they should. I feel like you should charge me $80.
Yeah, $79.99.
Yeah. Okay.
Anal rape.
That's fine.
Yes.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, I have the first news is still a little UFC 200 related, so okay. I'll throw this at you and see. I want your take. So, Ariel Helwani tweeted out this idea for UFC 200.
Okay.
He said, "Doubt it's going to happen, but wouldn't this make 200 a little more special? Gooden and Hardy call the Fight Pass fights. Anik, Stan, and Florian call the Fox Sports 1 fights. And Goldberg and Rogan call the pay-per-view." What do you think about that?
My heart is torn because I feel like the Rogan and Goldie thing, this might be the last time we see that. Something tells me that it's the end of that combination. And if that's the case, I'd rather see it for the whole fight card. But I can also respect how it'd be like a changing of the guard kind of like thing. So I kind of like that. Ariel, that's kind of a good idea. I like that. How do you feel about it?
I think it's fucking stupid.
Shocking.
It's a pay-per-view. Rogan and Goldberg always do the pay-per-view. And I think it would be disrespectful to have these other guys on there who some of them shouldn't even be commentators.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Stan.
And the man.
I want guys with enthusiasm. Joe Rogan brings enthusiasm.
Oh yeah.
So it can't be. Anything else is just it's blasphemy in my book.
Okay.
So.
All right. Can I ask you another UFC 200 related question?
Sure.
There was an interview done recently on an Australian podcast talking about Brock and UFC 200.
Yes.
Said that Brock is clearing $3 million for the base salary. I think we had talked about this before. You said maybe it's more than that. And that the UFC supposedly paid WWE a lump sum of money to allow this to happen. And they also agreed to have Ronda Rousey front and center at next year's WrestleMania as part of the deal. So my question for you is this. Do you think that this type of cross promotion is good or bad for the UFC or WWE? And also, does this dilute the potential reality of what's real and what's not real when it comes to MMA?
No, it doesn't dilute. I think fans are smart, and they know fake wrestling is fake wrestling, and MMA is MMA.
What about fake MMA? Is that still MMA?
Sure. Depending upon New York and the senators, and remember when they were voting for legalizing MMA? It's not. What I was explained to, they said it's a fixed fight, so I'm voting for it. It's totally safe. Fucking off their rockers, all those people.
Only Fedor fights are fixed.
Man. But the other thing about this, I know there's another question in there, but it's happening in Vegas, so all the salaries are going to be published.
Ooh.
So we will know exactly what's
the
happening.
Base, right?
Yeah. And I do like the cross promotion. I don't think in my world, these are not competing products. The WWE and UFC is not competing products. You like one or the other, you like both, but. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the fake wrestling. I don't watch it. I don't like it. I never did. So
either.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But can we cross promote? Yeah, why not? Who gives a shit? And I think the UFC probably did have to pay a lump sum to the WWE because how else are you going to loan out your superstar? Because I think Brock's supposed to have another fake wrestling match within a month.
Yeah.
And what happens if he gets concussed out of his fucking mind, or like he breaks an arm or a leg? Like, what if Mark Hunt comes out and decides to leg kick him?
Could happen.
And fucking shatters his femur or something.
Ouch.
That ain't gonna be good. That ain't gonna be good for anybody.
Probably messed up. Here.
I'm just saying. I'm like, shit can happen. Anything can happen. We've seen.
Oh yes.
Fucking whole legs break. Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman. Mm-hmm. I don't think Brock's gonna be throwing leg kicks at Mark, but
could happen.
Slip on a banana peel for all I know.
Patrick Cote.
Yes. What happened? Oh no!
Dislocated knee.
Jesus Christ.
Out for a year.
Gonna be fights.
Yes. Okay.
Got so I have that video I sent. You might have to pull it up on your phone.
I'm trying right now. Which one are we talking about?
The first one, the Gabby Garcia. So Jeff Ellsbury sent this video to us, and if it doesn't come up,
it's coming.
You saw it earlier, but
it's gonna be it's loading. My cell service down here is not the best. Here we go.
She's hitting the pads. Like, what do you make of the technique? And good God, what is this woman on, man?
I don't know, but her arms look fucking gigantic. I think my legs are smaller. And the technique looks okay, but she's so goddamn big, it's hard to tell if she's fast or slow.
And is she wearing pink high heels? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's all the rage now, those pink high heels. They have those sneaker heels. You see those things?
No.
Pretty fucked up.
Oh, I'm not up on women's shoes.
It might just be the coloring, but goddamn is she big. Seriously, this cannot be healthy. Like this,
this reminds me of
what?
Gabby smash! There's no technique, and why is she even? You just want to take the fight to the ground. Why are you even training this bullshit?
Hey, just make it look interesting. I think she should fight Brock Lesnar next.
Oh, Brock will destroy
her. They're in the same category. Or
that'd be interesting. In a jiu-jitsu match.
Ah.
Grappling.
I think he still kicks
Metamorris.
Brock versus Gabby? Jesus Christ. Caprita would not be like, hey,
Metamorris.
This is a bad idea, okay?
No, it's a good idea.
Don't do that.
No-gi? You tell me Brock versus Gabby, no-gi. Who wins?
Oh, Brock, for sure. Right. I'm not saying she would win. I'm just saying it's not good
for... He can neutralize.
Well, he can do a lot.
As long as he's on top.
Yes.
But then... like it. Like it. I like it.
Smacking it. God, it's crazy.
The show is going from bad to worse.
It's
I love it.
It's all good. It doesn't matter. I went to a jiu-jitsu competition and a fucking porno pulled out.
That's usually what happens, right?
Yeah. All right. I got to ask you a question.
Good.
So I was reading that BJ Penn recently spent 6 months for his IV usage, admittedly. So, which there was a lot of weird shit around that because they knew and then they didn't do anything. I'm wondering, does that seem fair? It seems like 6 months is kind of like the standard now, but does that seem right? Too long? Too short? How do you feel overall about it?
Well, I feel like there's still a lot of weirdness about that whole scenario, because let's lay it out again. So in March, he takes a random drug test and he tells them that he took an IV.
Yes.
And then it was like 10 or 13 days before his fight in May, they decide, oh, we're going to do something about it. We're going to pull him out of the fight and suspend him, and now we find out it's 6 months. But why did they wait? Why didn't they do it right away? Why wasn't their announcement right away? Do I feel 6 months is a good amount of time? No, I don't think he should be doing... 3 months is the time
frame. For an IV?
It's a fucking IV, because it's not even... They let you do a certain amount.
Greater than
50
milliliters within a 6 hour
period. Barely over. Like, he did 75 or something. Like, you know what? USADA, go fuck yourself. I'm so sick of talking about them. Everyone knows my feelings. It's just, we're 1 year in. Let's just be done. Be done.
Be done with USADA?
Move on. New company. Hey, new company could come in and buy them and tap out. New dealer. No, USADA. We're just going to let the athletic commissions handle this shit again.
I like it.
Kind of like Texas, but maybe a little bit more strict than
people
Texas.
People are fucking dying when they fight in Texas.
I
okay,
know.
It's not good.
Twice.
One died and came back. The other one just died. Not cool. Kimbo Slice and was it Dada 5000?
Yes, it's not good.
Good. All right.
Moving right along,
please.
Rampage Jackson. So, you know, he had his last fight in Bellator. mm-hmm. at heavyweight at a, I don't know if I want to call it a solid 225.
Svelte.
It was a 225. He says he's got a thyroid condition, is mm-hmm. underactive, it's causing the weight gain. Do you believe him? And should he stay at heavyweight or go back to 205?
He should go back to 205. I do not believe him. He's on fucking Twitch eating bonbons and playing video games all day long.
That's it. Do you like dragons? They'll be dragging these nuts up on your face.
I love that. So, no, I don't believe him. He's been sitting on his ass playing video games. Go look at Twitch. He's got fucking hundreds of hours of him sitting there playing video games. What, you could be working out, man, okay? That is why... Fucking
go run. Go get on a treadmill.
And that's another thing. Remember that when he was on that... He's running. He's talking about running some sort of, like, six-minute mile. I'm like, that is not a six-minute mile pace. What the fuck is that?
That's like... 15-minute mile pace.
No way.
And guess what? There are medications you could take.
Yes.
We have friends that have the same problem. We got on the medication.
Things are good.
Way down.
Yes.
Very slim.
It's called BBC to the anus.
It can be managed. Be managed.
They can. So I do not believe him. He's trying to make excuses.
All right.
Come on, Rampage. Go back to your old.
You're better than that.
Yeah.
You got any other news?
No.
Or we get some questions.
No.
All right.
Is this is your knowledge segment?
Yeah, that's knowledge.
Okay.
Let's do some ass and nuts. So, what two fighters at light heavyweight can you combine to make the ultimate fighter that could be the champion, John, and I'm going to assume John Jones is going to be the champion. Let's just say he's a champion. What two fighters can you combine that could beat him?
That's easy.
Who?
Daniel Cormier and Alexander Gustafsson.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. What say you?
I was going to go TRT, Vitor Belfort, and Daniel Cormier.
Oh, wow. Okay. Or TRT... Vitor Belfort and Lyoto Machida. Ultra offensive.
Right.
Crazy striking.
Ultra offensive and like
technical.
In and out. Like, I'll fuck up.
Can you imagine?
Like, I'm Jack to the Hill. Or I'd go Anthony Rumble Johnson and Alexander Gustafsson.
That's a good one, too.
So you got a lot of power, a lot of craziness. We got to play different weight classes every week. I think next week we'll go 185.
Okay.
But that one's weird because it's like Michael Bisping and fucking anybody can beat Michael Bisping.
Oh, come on.
Except for Luke Rockhold.
Can Michael Bisping beat Michael Bisping?
Who's the ref? Michael Bisping?
Yes.
In the Michael Bisping O2 Arena?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
You're
and the tsunami's name is Michael Bisping?
That's right.
Ditka.
Ditka.
Sausage.
That's right.
I just see that Chris Farley. Ditka.
Yeah, that was a good segment.
With Michael Jordan.
Fucking A.
All right.
Hmm.
Next question. Who was the most boring champ in UFC history?
The most
There's boring. Only one answer.
I know what you're going to say.
Is there anyone else?
I don't know. What are you going to say?
GSP. I think he had something like 8 title defenses were by decision wins. Mm-hmm. It might even be more. But literally, like, who else... That and I want to say, who else that's held the belt for a while? You know, you can look at Anderson Silva. Is it boring? No, there's shit happening. You may not like what's happening, but there's shit happening.
It's entertaining. GSP was very vanilla.
Yeah. I mean, heavyweight was, it traded so much. Like, you only had 2 defenses and gone. So that's always exciting. There's usually... Someone's getting KO'd or submitted.
Yeah. No, it's got to be. It's good. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of him, but I agree. It's GSP for sure. I mean, he's such a fucked up, like, crazy person that's perfectionist. He's coming. He's like, I do this the same way every time. That's it.
I want to do an impression.
Do it.
But it's going to get to Italian.
I love it.
Hang on. Who am I doing? GSP. Does it matter?
You should practice in the mirror. Like,
and the aliens, they're coming to get me. I'm just going straight Italian. I'm not even going to fucking try anymore. Why try? It's going to end up there anyway.
It's Jesus, like Godfather.
Fuck me. Jesus Christ.
Whoa. Taking it to a whole nother level.
No.
He heard you. You'd be like, wake up in the
Strike
morning.
Me down?
Fucking ass is going to be hurt, bleeding.
That's fine.
You asked, my son. I delivered.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Why does everyone have to thank Jesus Christ? I mean, we were watching some of the Olympics, and
are those on already?
Well, the trials. And like some sprinter won, and thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, give me the power, Christ compels you.
They have faith, man.
Yeah, but that's not who's helping you win. You did the training.
Maybe.
Or the you think someone like Jesus is up there giving you the power to fucking run as fast as you can or beat the shit out of someone as best you can. That's who's giving you the power.
If you believe it, it is true. That's what they say.
Okay, Jesus Christ is giving us the best podcast in the world.
Dude, it's already happened.
Done.
You're living in the past, Matt.
Right. It's like there's MMA Knots and then there's Fighter and a Kid, and then MMA Knots is number one.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. What was the most depressing fight you ever watched?
Depressing fight?
Mm-hmm. I know which one it is for you.
Yeah. I will have to say it was. Ooh, that's a tough.
You can pick two. I'm gonna go with two.
Okay, and these both happened at my house. It was when Chuck Liddell got fucking starched by Rashad Evans. Yeah. I almost cried. And then when GSP just obliterated BJ Penn for round after round, and then this guy is like, don't stop the fight! Like, man, he's dying!
Kill him!
He's dying!
Kill that bastard!
I don't care! It's like, dude, he's literally dying. Somebody throw the he's not gonna quit. And they finally stopped it, thankfully. Those were two tough ones. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, for you. Okay. The BJ Penn one is the one that sticks horrible. Out of my mind. I forgot about the Chuck Liddell.
What about yourself?
I got two. One of them was that Andre Arlovsky versus Fedor fight. That one was depressing because he was doing so well.
Oh, he was.
And then he throws that flying knee and he goes down and he's like, face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck it.
What? And that picture of him, that
yeah.
he should have that up in
his
house.
The fish eye?
The eyes are out. Yeah, he's just white. Those,
like, ooh, oh, no. On the,
yeah.
And then, like, both times Rich Franklin fought Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
It was so depressing. That clinch was so devastating. And, you know, Rich was always one of my favorite champions. Like,
yep.
I tell you what, he was the best, one of the best five-round fighters ever. Three-round fights, not so much. Yeah. And fighting southpaws, not so much. Those are like his Achilles tendon. And fighting anybody named Anderson Silva.
Right.
Like all his weaknesses. But
that's,
man,
a long list, Matt.
Oh, well, I can keep going, but I'm going to stop all that.
Thank you.
It's like, fuck me and fuck that.
All right.
I got to go back because I missed something. But, well, we were talking about the most depressing one. So let's go. What was the most satisfying fight you ever watched?
Ooh, most satisfying fight. Oh, God, that's a tough one. You go first.
Well, I want to say when Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey, because I thought that would happen. I called that the head kick. I think I hit my head on the ceiling when I jumped up in exuberation.
Yes.
Like, fucking Christ.
Yeah.
And there's only been a few fights that I've actually literally jumped out of my seat, and I'm yelling so loud, and my dog comes down like, what the fuck's going on? There's some shit happening.
Yeah.
Like, that's safe. That one felt very satisfying to me. And I think probably, too, because she just had gotten so big and it was time for her to eat a piece of, a slice of humble pie. It was delivered.
It always happens.
And it was nice to see Holly delivered it humbly, too. It wasn't like, that's right, you do nothing, bitch. I just took you down.
Chinatown.
Right. She handled it nicely.
Yeah. Satisfying. It's tough for me to pick. I will say, and although the end result was not good, I still got it. The one thing that sticks out in my mind is that first round in the Nick Diaz Anderson Silva fight. I have never in my life have been so fucking entertained and gone, this is like the craziest shit. I fucking love the sport. I cannot believe he is allowed to do this shit. And it was, and I wish he would have won that fight, but I love it. And overall, that fight was weird, but I mean, literally that one single round.
Yeah.
Just
that's probably the best round ever. Like, at least the most entertaining.
Yes.
Like, you're never going to see that anybody do. And it's doing who you're doing it to. Doing it to fucking Anderson Silva. Who does that?
Right.
Nick Diaz. High as fuck.
You know, I was just talking to somebody on the web about this 2 days ago. Someone had posted that back up, and there was a lot of commentary about disrespecting and all this shit. And I think at the time I was kind of like, okay, whatever. But I firmly believe he did that to get Anderson to engage him. That was his only... The guy is not as stupid as people think he is. He's like, I'm bringing the crazy. Anderson never engages anybody. I'm going to fuck with this guy so bad. And he still didn't engage him. So it's because he doesn't know what to do. He's just
Well, he's a counterpuncher, and he wants you to come to him.
Yep.
And when he has to get aggressive is when he starts getting tagged.
Exactly. So, look at Nate. They're not stupid. I mean, yeah, they come off as dumb, but it's very intelligent guys. Mm-hmm. So I'd go with that. That's my favorite.
All right.
Good question. I like these.
If Daniel Cormier knocks out John Jones in round one, would that be a bigger upset than Michael Bisping knocking out Luke Rockhold?
No. Not for me.
I think Bisping knocking out Rockhold was bigger upset. Or would be.
Oh.
Which one would be?
I mixed that up. So would it be a bigger upset if he knocked out John Jones?
Yep.
Knocked out John Jones.
That's tough. That's a tough one, man. They're both huge upsets.
Yeah. Bisping was not as expected. I would say Bisping still would be a bigger upset because he just got called so many damn times.
Because he took it on short notice, too. It wasn't this buildup. You knew these guys were going to fight. It's like, fuck, he hadn't been training. It's like the Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor thing, right? He takes his fight on short notice. Boom, fucking choke him out. Like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Robert Lilly asks, what's been your favorite season of Tough? And we'll stop there, and then I'll ask the next question. But
I still go back to the season we had with, I think Chris Lieben was on that season.
Season one.
Yeah, is that season one or two? Yeah, one? Okay. That was still the best. I think they gradually got worse, and there was some mixture of different flavors, but for me, that was the freshest. And I didn't watch it when it first came out. I watched them all, like, binge-watched off Netflix, the first six or eight seasons. And I still like that one. What about you?
Yeah, it's season one, and then I think it's followed by season four, the comeback.
Yes.
Because you had all those interesting characters, and you have Matt Serra and Chris Lytle fighting for the title.
Yep.
And Serra wins a questionable decision, but then goes on, because the winner of that, they got the title fight. And I think it was, who the hell was that? Was that, Serra goes up and fights GSP. And wins the title, but who was the other fight? Was it Matt Riggs fighting Joe Riggs fighting Matt Hughes, but Joe Riggs missed weight? Or was it Travis Luter fighting Anderson Silva, but Travis Luter missing weight? One of the two.
Yeah.
It's on the wall somewhere.
Huh.
I don't know.
Epic.
I don't know. What is your favorite fight card? Follow-up question. Robert Lilly.
Favorite fight card ever? Yes. UFC 100 was pretty epic. I'm hoping this, on paper, this could blow that out of the water, but you know how that goes. So we'll see how the fights are. But I say UFC 100 was the last one I remember. This would be, if this delivers, would be probably my favorite of all time, 200.
Yeah, I'm looking around the wall. It might be UFC 1.
Ooh, taking it old school.
Yeah. Watched it live. Seeing someone kick a fucking tooth out of someone's house. And everybody over, like, come on, I'm in fucking college. I got a black box. I get everything for free. Mm-hmm. Don't steal cable. That's illegal. It was only $9.99 at the time, I think. Can you imagine that? If we could get back to that pay-per-view
level.
It's
never going to happen, no.
You would sell 100 times more pay-per-views.
Maybe.
Ryan Smith asks, if Brock beats Hunt, will Dana do everything in his power to get Brock out of his WWE contract and try for one last UFC run?
I don't think he needs to get out of that contract. I think if they both look at the numbers, I stand that perhaps both promotions could gain quite a bit of money from this. I think they keep this rolling and just see what happens. So
they could, but how can he play in both worlds? That's my question, because then you're in that Ronda Rousey space where you're doing movies and you're not as focused as you need to be on the fight game, you know? So is he going to do WWE and then keep coming back to fighting? I don't.
Well, if he wins, you know he's getting an immediate title shot. So it's not going to be that long. He'll get a title shot New Year's Eve. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
So it's only a year
off.
And
then he's going to rematch Overeem.
No. Well, yes, we'll see.
But this version of Overeem, the Overeem he fought was steroided out of his mind.
What
remember?
If he rematches Overeem for the title in New Year's Eve because he's fighting Stipe, right?
Right, and odds are that Stipe's going to lose because he's fighting in his fucking hometown. He's breaking shit. We need that phone.
I know.
So.
Wait a minute. That would be crazy. See, we just set up the next six
months.
That's right.
We will program your fights out. Mm-hmm. You don't need Sean Shelby.
No.
Joel Silva. Ryan Smith. If Matt and Ingo did lip sync battle, what is one song you think you can lip sync well to?
Ooh. A song I can lip sync. Like a virgin?
Madonna?
Oh, yeah. I want to get all dressed up and, you know, get some fake titties. Okay. Go my hair, go blonde with my hair.
That's right.
Because I'll make it funny.
But, I'd do like Young MC Bust a Move.
That's a good one. People like that.
In the city, ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes who can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some playing, and you try to make a move, and she says no way. Girls are bacon, goodness sakin. They want the man who brings home the bacon. You got no money and you got no car. You got no women, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Keep rapping and strapping.
He likes that song, apparently.
Or something like that. Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time! Let's roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingle Sugar Daddy. He's got questions. And
you've got answers?
I don't know. I feel like you're slipping this week, and you got to step up your game.
Are you phoning it in, sir?
I feel like you're slipping.
Put the phone down.
All right. Would you rather be kidnapped by terrorists or abducted by aliens?
I'll take the aliens, thank you.
Yeah, we know what terrorists do. Yes. We don't know what aliens do.
No.
And if I get probed, that's a bonus.
That's right.
Would you rather control Earth or control air?
I don't know.
I will control Earth. I want to be the supreme ruler.
Yes.
Would you rather stop cancer or world hunger?
World hunger.
Neither. Just let everybody die. Fuck it.
Okay.
Or I'll stop all cancers except for ass cancer.
Oh, that's a good cancer.
Yeah.
It's important to have ass cancer around.
Moving right along. Knowledge. So you're going to pull up this video. So
I'm trying.
There is a video of a man who's eating seeds on a subway in China.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's frowned upon. And this guy, all the other passengers are telling him, hey, you need to stop eating that. And this, I don't know what the fuck this is, the Imperial Train Police guy comes up and decides to skull fuck this guy with a hammer. So you want to fast forward a little bit to when the guy next to him stands up and just watch the savage.
I think it only, let's see.
It's like a minute.
Oh, I missed it?
No. But the guy next to him will stand up. But he's basically, everyone's telling him, sir, you can't eat seeds on the subway. He's like, fuck off, fuck off.
Oh, the he's guy spinning next him to on him the ground.
Stands up and he pushes him. Then the fucking Imperial policeman comes in and busts out a hammer and just skull fucks this guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, what the fuck?
It's a fucking hammer?
Yeah. And it's legit because afterwards there's just a big pool of blood and...
It's literally a hammer?
Yeah. That's no bullshit.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
So I don't know if that guy is legitimately the police. Is he the Phoenix Jones is kind of following the train and trying to keep law and order?
Shiny armored cop.
But do you think, because you're eating seeds on the subway, that warrants getting skull fucked in the head with a hammer?
Well, they have strange laws overseas, Matt. So I'm sure there's a good reason for this. I mean, perhaps he was trying to get him to clean the seeds up with the hammer's blood. Fuck if I know. But China's weird. They run over each other there, and they don't give a shit. There's video of, like, babies getting hit in the street, and nobody fucking does anything about it. The country's fucked up in some ways.
Oh, man.
So, it's not okay, but apparently, and they're all okay with it, so. That guy was trying to be. I mean, he
I wouldn't mind dropping the hammer on somebody, but I have a little mini sledgehammer. That thing is fun as fuck.
It's bigger. Bigger head.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it's 3 or 5 pounds.
Like a Thor hammer?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I have one of those in my garage. But it's made out of wood.
Oh.
I had to use it to build my swing set in the backyard. Okay. Hammer some shit in.
Nice.
That's it. Let's shut down. It's fucking late.
Fucking late. I'm losing my thunder. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.